is a celebration when we're getting together to worship God.
我很盼望每一个礼拜天呢，事实上都是我们在来到神的殿中来庆祝我们的这个相聚，我们一起来敬拜神的日子。
But this Sunday is a special celebration called Reformation Sunday, based on what happened in 1517, the year of 1517.
但今天这个星期主日呢，是一个很特别的一个一个庆祝的日子，值得庆祝的日子，是在发生在1517年发生的一件这个革新运动而造成的而由来的一个主日。
On October 31 of that year, the church congregations in Europe made a big change from their practices over the several hundred years before.
在1517年的10月31号这一天呢，教会的这个在欧洲教会的信徒们呢，决定要来对他们过去数百年来的一个做法呢，有一个很大的一个极大的一个转变。
The reformers like Martin Luther desired to restore the Bible to a central place in Christian teaching, emphasizing grace rather than good deeds in making salvation possible to everyone.
教会在路德日这一天呢组织了一个活动，目的呢就是要把过去数百年来对这个，就是要把这个圣经呢再重新带回成为教会的一个中心，那来不再打破了过去除了说信靠这个主耶稣之外呢，人们还必须要来敬拜遵从某这个特别指定的一些圣人，这样子呢我们才能够进天堂。
These teachings for most people were difficult to question because only the religious leaders had access to the Bible.
这样的一个改变呢对大众来讲是非常困难的，因为在当时候只有教会的领袖呢，他们才能够接触到这个，才有圣经。
Some of the strongest statements that came out of this Reformation were called the five solas, which really are five alone statements.
在这个最强烈的这个改声明里头呢，可以归纳出五点这个主要的这个声明。
The five alone statements were that Christians are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, revealed by Scripture alone, for the glory of God alone.
在这五个这个单单的这个声明里面呢，主要讲的就是得救呢是单单靠着这个恩典，得救呢是单单借着信心，得救呢是单单靠在基督里面方能成就，得救得救是为了要荣耀我们的这个上帝，荣耀是得救呢是单单是在圣经里面的这个应许才能成就的。
Let me just give you one key verse for each of these statements, although there's many.
虽然每一个圣名里面呢都有许多相关的这个圣经章节，但是我只对每一个这个声明呢，我只引出一个最主要的一个圣经章节。
So grace alone, Ephesians 2:8 says, God saved you by His grace when you believed. You can't take any credit for this. It's a gift from God.
单单靠着恩典的声明呢，主是在以弗所书二章八节这么说道：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐给的。”Faith
alone, Romans 1:17 says, this good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life.
单单相信的这个声明里头呢，引用的章节是罗马书一章十七节这么说道：“因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，一人必因信得生。”
This was actually the verse that really stood out to Martin Luther. He had been trying to live up to the current performance of the church in order to be assured of his salvation.
正是在这节章经节呢，是马丁路德呢，他希望这个会众呢能够活出这个。 改革之后的这个新生命，来向这个信徒们呢，来这个保证这个得救的这个源头。Then
for Christ alone, I think we know the verse John 14:6. Jesus told the man, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
得救单单靠主耶稣呢，这声明呢，引用的章节是约翰福音14:7-6。耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And then for God alone, the glory to God alone, Romans 11:36. I think you may have seen part of that. For everything comes from Him and exists by His power, is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen.
Amen. 得救的荣耀单单归于神，是在引用的经节，是在罗马书第11:36。因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
So I'm only going to emphasize the fifth alone statement today, which is Scripture alone, which is how we know the other four are true, and we'll draw attention to that.
但今天呢，我只会单单专注在第五个这个单单的这个声明里头，也就是得救是源于这个圣经，单单源于圣经，这也就是其他的。 另外四个单单的声明呢，也都是从这当中引申出来的。I
heard a true story about a man that was a prosperous businessman, but then he became a Bible seminary professor, and he wasn't really getting paid that much income, so he looked for other work.
我听过一个真实的这个故事呢，今天在这里和大家分享一个非常出名的一个。 商人呢，他成为了一个神学院的一个教授，但是因为由于这个在神学院里的这个职务的关系呢，他并没有赚很多的钱，所以呢，他需要找一份副业。
So he decided to take on a side job of putting on business conferences for the big companies like IBM. Back then, that was the big company.
所以他决定呢，来开办一个专为这个大公司，像 IBM 这样大公司的来开办这个商业会议呢，来做一个副业。
He wasn't trying to get rich, even though he knew a lot about business. So he only wanted to charge $1,000 per weekend for the conference.
他的目的呢，并不是要致富啊。虽然尽管他有啊非常丰富的这个啊企业管理的知识呢，所以呢，他只收这个每一个周末的这个啊管这个会议呢，他只收$1,000而已。
So as he advertised this conference at that rate, he didn't get any clients. So he asked another business consultant, "What do you think the problem is?"
他也做，他也为了这个他的这个会议呢，啊，打了广告呢，但是他竟然一个客户也没有，所以呢，他就来询问啊一个这个商业的这个咨询啊，看看究竟是哪里出了问题。
So the consultant told him, if you're going to get a lot of clients, you have to charge much more. You charge $30,000 a weekend.
这个专家呢，告诉他说，如果啊、你要有这个客户呢，啊、你对于这个会议呢，你要收更高的这个价钱，啊、你应该要收到$30,000每一个周末的这个会议，你应该收到$30,000。
So he did advertise at that rate, and he got a lot of big clients. He became very popular.
所以呢，他就按照这个咨询专家的这个建议呢，他做了这个广告啊、对这个他每次的这个周末的会议呢啊、收了这个三万块的这个价钱，然后呢，他也因此声名大噪。
Now after some time, he decided that it was taking too much of his time.Away from the seminary and away from his family, so he wanted to quit the conferences.
但由于这个副业呢，啊、占据了他太多的这个啊、在神学院教职的这个工作和他的把这时间从他的这个和家人相处的时间里头啊、占据了太多，所以他决定呢啊、把这份工作要停止掉。
So on the last conference, he shared with the group.How he got all of his brilliant ideas from one book.
在他最后一个这个商业会议里面呢，他向他的这个客户群体呢来分享了他所有这些卓越的这个观点呢，都是来自于一本书而已。
He said, "If you study this book well, you will see where all my ideas come from, and that one book is the Bible." And the author is God. They were surprised.
他说呢，如果大家好好去研读这本书的话呢，他们会从中得到许多非常卓越的这个观点。那这本书呢，就是圣经。那这本圣经的作者就是上帝他自己。
So since The Bible is the only way we really come to understand these alone statements of Scripture. I just want to focus on the one statement.
因为要了解啊、其他四个啊、仅单单的这个声明的真实呢，那只有啊、从圣经单单圣经这个声明里头，我们可以啊、来。了解为什么，所以呢，今天呢，我只会来着重我今天的这个课题，在这个单单圣经这个声明里。
The statement of Scripture alone is the belief that the Bible contains everything we need to know to be saved and to be right with God and to live as one that is right with God.
单单圣经这个声明呢，讲的是只要我们要相信圣经包含的一切我们所需要知道我们因着和神和好而被拯救，而且也包括了我们怎么样能够活出与神和好的这个生命出来。
So the scripture elevates the scriptureI mean, this statement elevates the scripture above all other authorities, including the organized church, Christian tradition. Bible is at top.
这个原因呢，把单单圣经这个它的权威呢，提高到 给了这个单单圣经有无上的这个权威，甚至呢，是在所有组织的这个教会，或者是基督教传承之上。
So we're going to look at part of Paul's second letter to Timothy, who was a young pastor with the Ephesian Christians at the time.
那我们今天所要来分享的呢，就是来看保罗写给当时在以弗所教会的一个年轻的这个牧师叫Timothy的第二封书信里头的一段经文。
So Paul writes this letter from prison just before he's executed, and his main concern is that the gospel as entrusted to him by Jesus would be taught to the next generation after he's gone to be with the Lord.
保罗呢，就在他要被行刑处死之前呢，在监狱里头写了这封书信呢，那给提摩太。 目的就是要告诉这个提摩太呢，这个上耶稣托付给他的这个福音呢，一定要在他死后与主见面之后呢，仍然能够不断的来传给下一代。So
let's pray together, and then we'll read 2 Timothy chapter 3:12-17 together. Let's pray. Father, as precious as your word is, we really can't understand it unless your Holy Spirit touches us. I just pray that that will be the case now, that whatever you would have for us to received by this part of your word, that we would be touched by your spirit to fully understand what you desire for our lives and how much you love us. And so we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at 2 Timothy 3:12 through 17. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work.
接下来就让我们大家一起来读提摩太后书3:12-13。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的， 也都要受逼迫，只是作恶的人和迷惑的人必越久越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。但你所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因基督耶稣有得救的智慧。16。 圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都有益的，主神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。I
may have thrown you a little curve there, and I'm reading most of this from the New Living Translation. That's from the NIV.
Yeah.
So we look at these six verses, we consider the context that's been before them, which is dangers during the last days.
当我们读完这个六节之后，我们再和这个前面所讲过的上文来相连接的时候，我们会知道在末后的日子，讲述这些是非常危险的。
as to what the last days mean, I think I shared with you the last time I spoke here, it's usually considered the days between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus.
这里所讲的末后的日子，指的是呢，还记得我上次和你们大家分享过的，这是末后的日子，主要是讲耶稣第一次来之后，到他第二次来之前这段的时间。
So in chapter 3, verse 12 of this letter to Timothy, Paul tells him from personal experience, all who desire to live for God will be persecuted.
在3章12节这边，保罗给提摩太的书信明确的讲到呢，根据保罗他自己个人的这个经验呢，所有愿意相信这个上帝的人呢，都会遭到迫害的。Paul
goes on to say, don't think it's strange, you should know this is coming, and I think we want to receive that advice for ourselves as well.
保罗呢，在这里告诉提摩太，不要觉得这个惊讶。 因为你应该知道，这是必来的这个结果。对我们，对今天的我们呢，这个忠告也是要对我们很好的一个提醒。Many
parts of the world have been and are still experiencing this persecution, and why should it be any different for us?
我们看看放眼当今的这个世界的一部分。 不是已经或者正在经历到这样子的情形吗？ 所以这对我们是同样的，没有什么差别的。
Our culture is declining and it's declining rapidly, but that's not something new.
我们的文化正在衰败，而且是在衰败之快，是令人作舍的。 我们今天这对我们来讲不是一件新鲜的事。
Of course, the world easily puts up with religion which depends on ourselves, but true godliness that comes from following Jesus alone, that is offensive to the world.
虽然当今的这个世人呢，很容易就能够随着一个世俗的这个教会来适应，但是呢，真正敬虔的这个信徒呢。 仍然是被这个世界所敌对的。Let
me give you what I think is a good working definition of godliness, and that is to have God at the center of your life.
让我给一个对这个什么叫做敬虔的这个生活有一个适当的来定义，也就是说，以上帝成为我们生活的这个中心。
Yeah, godliness is not living a perfect and sinless life. Only Jesus could do that.
所谓敬虔的这个生命呢，并不是说过得完美毫无玷污的这个生命，只有耶稣呢，他才能做到，而且他已经做到了。But
then verse 13, Paul warns Timothy not to run away from godliness to escape persecution, but rather take a stand, especially as he's teaching others.
但在第13节，保罗警告提摩太呢，不要认为逃避这个金钱的这个生活，就能够不遭受这个迫害，而是鼓励他呢，要坚持这个仗义直言，特别呢，他是在做教导人的。
The evil coming from some men is only going to get worse. And these men are not just sinful men, they're actually against godly people.
这个恶魔呢，并不是，只会让作恶的人呢，只会让这个世界变得更 更恶劣，那因为他们不仅仅自己作恶呢，而且他们还敌对那些敬虔的这个人。A
general moral change never comes from the top down by law, but from the bottom up through a transformed people.
真正的道德的改变呢，从没有了，是从 靠着这个规条从上层到下层来改变，反而是都是借着一些转变的人呢，从下层来慢慢影响到这个上层来做改变的。
It comes from the teaching and practice of the God's word because it's sufficient for this cultural transformation.
因为只有经过上帝的这个只有上帝的这个话语呢，才足够影响到这整个的这个改变来教导和操练上帝的这个话语的。
There's really never been a clearer example of this than the extensive moral transformation in Geneva, Switzerland, under the ministry of John Calvin after the Reformation.
再没有比一个这个 John Calvin 他在日内这个瑞士的日内瓦所带领一群的这个信徒所做的这个宗教改革，这个例子更适合来表达全面道德的改革是怎么一回事的。
Previously, the city of Geneva had been notorious for riots, for gambling, indecent dancing in the street, drunkenness, adultery, all of these kind of lifestyles.
在这改革之前的这个日内瓦这个城市呢，是以暴乱、赌博，而且有伤风化的这个街道舞蹈和这个醉酒、淫乱和其他各样的这个恶劣的事情而恶名昭彰的。
The cultural transformation was accomplished almost entirely by the preaching of God's word.
但是今天日内瓦的这个文化的这个大的这个改变呢，几乎可以说是完全是因为上帝的，因为宣讲上帝的话语所带出来的结果。
You see, we have something that the world doesn't understand, something to get us through these difficult times, and that is God's word.
我们基督徒呢，有一样这世界没有办法这世界不了解的也就是上帝的这个话语呢，他能带领我们经过这个困难的时期。
If the Bible is used effectively, it will not only inform, but it also will reform and transform people.
如果我们有效的来教导这个传讲这个圣经呢，它不仅仅具有这个教导的功能，而且它更有带有这个改革和转变生命的这个能力。
I've always felt that conservatives, that's more than a political statement. I feel it's okay to be progressive about some things.
我一直都觉得这个保守旧有的呢不仅仅是一个政治的立场而已，而且我也觉得在某些对某些事情上是可以跟着时代来改变的。
So in verse 14, Paul tells Timothy to be conservative in a historical sense. Conserve the truth that you know and trust. Don't leave it.
在14节，保罗告诉提摩太呢，他要保存这些好的具有历史背景的，保持这个真理，他所相信的这个真理呢，而且不可以丢弃它。
Don't consider it progress to leave behind what is true, which is what the people in verse 13 were doing as they go on from bad to worse.
不要以为进步就一定是把旧有的真理呢来抛诸脑后。正是因为这样子，在我们看到在十三节这边呢，这些邪恶的人呢，他们是越走越邪恶的。
So the conservative impulse in Christianity should be to continue in what we've learned and firmly believed.
所以在这里 我保守的这个基督教呢，应该要继续我们曾经学习过而且深深所相信的，我们要持守了。
Trust me, we're not advancing if we are going forward to something more up to date, more modern.
我在这里并不是鼓励我们应该随着这个潮流时尚来走向更新的这个潮流的。
We should be continuing, staying, abiding in the things we've been taught, the Word of God, the Bible.
我们应该持续持守，然后继续的来依循我们所被教导的上帝的这个话语，也就是圣经。
For Timothy's reason for standing his ground for the truth is because he has learned it. These character traits of the people he learned it from. That's the point.
提摩太呢？他坚守的这个真理，他坚守真理的也正是他特有的这个特点，而且这个特点呢，也是他学习对象之前的他们所传留下来的。
So part of the foundation of your confidence is what you're taught is in the kind of people who teach you and where they're getting the teaching from.
我们自信的这个基础呢经常都是根源于一些教导我们的人和他们之前他们被教导的传统而来的。
For instance, Pastor Gary is not going to teach you anything but from the Word of God, the Bible.
就像赵牧师，他绝对不会传讲任何上帝的话语，也就是圣经以外的真理。
So we stay in the Word, we build children's ministries, youth ministries, adult ministries, marriage, families, all on the unchanging truth of God's Word.
所以我们靠着这个依赖这个圣经呢，我们来建立我们的这个儿童事工，我们的青少年事工，我们的成人事工，我们的婚姻和我们的家庭，都是在这个不改变这个上帝话语的这个真理。
Now in verse 15, we learn Timothy had been taught the word of God from the time he was a child.
从15节这边我们知道呢，提摩太从小呢，他就被教导就被用神的话语来教导了。
See, Timothy's grandmother and mother had faithfully taught him the Old Testament scriptures.
提摩太的祖母和他的母亲呢，忠实的教导了这个他旧约的旧约圣经。
Now Timothy's father was Greek, and so he didn't have the background to teach that. But Timothy was taught by Paul as his spiritual father, and he did teach him the gospel.
提摩太的这个父亲呢，是个希腊人，当然他没有很深的这个背景，能够来教提摩太新旧约，但是呢。保罗是提摩太的这个邻里的这个属灵的父亲呢，他教导了提摩太许多关于福音的事。
Of course, we need to remember we're not saved by believing the Bible, but by trusting in Jesus, who is revealed in the Bible, just like John 5:39 tells us.
我相信呢，我们相信呢，圣经。并不能使人得救，但是呢，我们相信这圣经里头的这个主耶稣呢，圣经启示的这个基督呢，我们因着相信他呢，我们才能够被得救的。就像约翰福音5:36这么说道。
So Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me."
在约翰福音5:39这么说道，你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
So true wisdom to salvation lies in faith alone, with the spiritual knowledge of Christ and a complete confidence in Him alone.
真正的这个能使人得救的这个智慧呢，是源自于相单单相信耶稣基督，单单对这个耶稣基督有在属灵，我们有属灵上的认知，而完全单单的相信这个耶稣他自己而已。
The Old Testament prepared Timothy's mind and heart to see Jesus as the Messiah He is and to trust in Him.
旧约里头呢，提摩太从旧约里头呢，他的心和理念呢，已经预备好，他要来看到这个耶稣基督呢。
There is no truth like this that has the power to change people by giving them a wisdom that leads to salvation and eternal life.
再也没有真理能够使人因着给他这个智慧能够来领人进入得救或者说是有永生。
So, you know, the Old Testament and the New Testament are full of God's promises to us. And we must remember, we're not saved by making promises to God. We're saved by trusting His promises to us.
旧约和新约里面充满了上帝的许多对我们的这个应许呢。但是我们要知道，我们的得救呢，不是因着我们向上帝拍胸脯保证我们是好人，而是因为
Now we get to verse 16, which is one of my favorite verses in the Bible because it reads, in the NIV at least, it reads, all Scripture is God-breathed.
接下来我们进入到这个第十六节，这一段经文呢，在圣经里头是我个人最最喜欢的一句话，因为在 NIV 的这个版本呢，他讲到说，整本的这个圣经呢，都是上帝所默示的。I'm
fascinated by this statement because it speaks of the same breath that's mentioned in Genesis 2:7.
我心中感到非常的这个兴奋。 当我读到这个 NIV 这个版本讲到说，因为这里所讲的圣经呢，是上帝有上帝的这个气息，事实上是和创世纪二章七节所讲到的这个上帝这个生命气息是同一回事的。
Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person.
在创世纪二章七节，耶和华上帝用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹到他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。But
in this case, the Creator of the universe has breathed out a book, and we can read the mind of God revealed in this book.
在这一章这个十六节这边，我们可以看到这位宇宙的这个创造者呢，他的生命从这个书里这个圣经里头呢展现出来，就让我们可以读了这本书，我们就可以知道上帝对我们的心意为何。
So there's a good reason for treating the New Testament as the same God-breathed authority as the Old Testament.
在这里我们知道这个新约圣经呢同样有着上帝的 对这个旧约圣经的这个生命同样的展现出来。
Jesus prepared his apostles to speak with divine authority for the sake of the church.
耶稣呢，使使徒们呢，为了教会的缘故呢，而赐给他们这个从上头而来的权柄来传讲福音。
Now, in agreement with that is what Peter says in 2 Peter 1:21.
这和彼得后书一章二十一节这边讲到的是 不谋而合的。
No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
彼得后书一章二十一节，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，而是人被圣灵感动说出上帝的话来。
The word of God is his breath, his voice, God's message, so we know what he desires for us, his creation.
上帝的话语就是上帝的气息，上帝的声音，上帝的讯息，所以我们从中呢，我们可以知道上帝他对我们的心意为何，对我们这群他所创造的，他的心意为何。
Martin Luther was quoted as saying, "The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. Its feet, it has feet. It runs after me. Its hands, it lays hold of me."
马丁路德他其中的一句名言，他讲到说，这圣经呢是一本活书，他可以对我说话，他有脚。他在我身后看顾着我，他也有手实质的怀抱着我。
Now Paul reminds Timothy, and I think for those of us gathered here, God has a very specific purpose for revealing himself through his word.
保罗再次的提醒提摩太呢告诉他说，上帝的这个借着他的话语呢他对其把他自己启示给我们是有非常特殊的目的的。
In the New Living Testament, Paul states the scripture are useful to teach us what is true, make us realize what is wrong in our lives, it corrects us when we are wrong, and teaches us to do what is right.
保罗在这里说到圣经呢他可以教导我们真理，而且让我们认知我们生命中错误的地方，他也使我们这个知错而能改正这个错误。
This is why I like the New Living. It makes it a little clearer here than the NIV. We look at that and say, what does So, but cover to cover the Bible, we see God has all truth, and the truth most important to us is our need for salvation.
从整本的这个圣经里头，我们知道上帝他有全备的真理，而真理呢，让我们知道我们真正需要的是救恩。
Now, we also see God is good and loving, that God wants all mankind to have that salvation, as is stated in John 3:16 and 17.
我们同时也看到上帝他是美善，他是爱的这个上帝，他希望全人类的都能够得救，就像约翰福音三章十六到十七节这么说到的。
For this is how God loved the world. He gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
约翰福音三章十六到十七节，上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为上帝差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But Paul does say here, the Bible helps us realize what is wrong in our lives. And from that, he's been talking about earlier errors or heresies that were going on.
在保罗 保罗在第二封书信里头说到，圣经呢让我们了解到我们生命中的这个错误的地方的时候呢，就像这些错误呢，在之前的这个书信里头已经讲到，主要是关于一些谬误跟这个异端邪说所讲的。
So one such heresy that's coming around again, I think it was taught in Paul's time, is called universalism. This teaches everyone will be saved even without putting their faith in Jesus.
在保罗的时代呢，有一个这个异端邪说呢，又再次的这个发出来，也就是所谓的普世得救论。他所讲他错误谬误的地方呢，就是在告诉人呢，不需要经过相信主耶稣也都能够得救的。
So you see this, actually when you see John 3:16 and 17 is used, but John 3:18 is purposely left out or even denied. This is where we need to pay attention.
我们可以在这个约翰福音三章十六节到十七节这边讲到为什么那些谬论的人用使用，但是如果三章十八节呢没有三章十八节的话，那这个谬误呢就更能成立了。
So fortunately, God also reveals His complete truth in John 3:18.
感谢主上帝呢，同时在三章十六节、十七节之后呢，有了三章十八节这么说道。
So it says there is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him, but anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son.
三章十八节这么说道：信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为不信上帝独生子，不信他，因为他不信上帝独生子的名。
So here we realize we are actually lost until we trust in the death of Jesus on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and for eternal life.
一直要到我们相信主耶稣呢，是为了我们的罪和赐给我们永生而死在十字架上呢，我们才能够了解到我们原来是世上的人。
Otherwise, this would be kind of like a doctor telling you he's going to give you some medicine for your health problem, but he leaves out one fact.
这就好像一个医生告诉你，你得了你的健康出了问题，但是呢，他没有告诉你这个最重要的一部分。
That important fact is that if you don't take this medicine, you're going to die in a short time.
这个很重要的一个讯息呢，就是如果你不吃这个药呢，那你可能很快你就会离开这世上了。
The Bible explains that every lost sinner is condemned now, and they need a savior.
Bible.这个圣经呢，解释了我们每一个失丧的这个罪人呢，我们都是受诅咒的，我们需要一个救主，我们现在就需要一个救主。
So we see next that God's word corrects us, that is, we're turned around from the harmful way we're going and pointed in the right direction.
我们接下来我们就会看到，上帝的话语呢，矫正了我们错误的地方，把我们从一个有害的境地呢，来带领我们出来，而带领我们进入一个正确的这个方向。
God's grace is correcting us, and the method of correction is by the Word. The correction God delivers is always a mark of His love.
上帝的恩典呢，是借着这个上帝的这个话语呢，上帝的话语来改正我们 错误的这个一个方法。这个上帝呢他改正我们呢就是一个他爱的一个表现。
I heard a story about a man that picked up a New Testament somewhere and he took it home to burn. He went home, lit a fire, flung the New Testament on it, but it would not burn.
我听了一个故事就是一个人把一本这个新约圣经呢带回家准备要烧它。当他回家的时候呢他点起了火把这个新约圣经呢丢在这个火上面但是这个圣经并没有被烧掉。
So he opened up the pages to make it burn more easily, and it opened up to the eight Beatitudes in Matthew 5.
他为了要让这个他把圣经拿起来一页一页的撕开让这个圣经能够烧得更快。当他撕到这个马太福音讲到八福的时候呢
，So he glanced it into the flames, and his mind was captured. So he took it back out of the fire.
他一眼瞥见了这个火苗正在烧的这个八福的这些章节的时候呢，他很快的就把这个圣经拿回来。
He actually read on through the hours of the night. And as the dawn was breaking, he stood up and declared, I believe.
他重新把这个圣经呢重新这个接下来的这个剩下来的这个圣经呢重新花了这个整晚呢一直读到这个黎明。他最后他站起来大声的这个说我相信这书里面所说的。
So finally, God's word becomes our spiritual food to nourish us, that we might grow in grace and serve Jesus.
最终呢，上帝的话语就成为我们生命的这个为主我们营养的这个灵粮，让我们在恩典上面呢可以来增长，而愿意来侍奉上帝。
It's our sword for fighting Satan and overcoming temptation. As trained in righteousness to do what is right according to God.
圣经呢是我们抵挡这个撒旦魔鬼的宝剑，而且也是我们抵挡这个试探的当我们在学在这个成圣的这个过程当中呢我们用来战胜这个试探的。
So if we say God's word is profitable, we can say what David said in Psalm 19, verse 7 and 10.
如果说我们从中能得到什么好处的话呢，我想大卫在诗篇十九章七到第十节所讲的是非常好的。
The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
在诗篇十九章第七节跟第十节这么说到，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧，都比金子可羡慕，且比更多的金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜更甘甜。
Now verse 17 is a short verse, but it sometimes gets overlooked. It's clearly said we're not saved by good works.
第十七节呢是很短的一段的这个经文呢，经常很容易被这个众人忽视，但是呢他却清楚的这个说到呢，我们的得救呢不是因为靠着我们的这个好行为。
And that is true, but it's also stated we're saved for good works, as in Ephesians 2:10.
他说的不错，也像这个在以弗所书第二章第十节这边讲到说呢，我们是 用来为上帝使用来为上帝来做这个美好的工。
For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ so we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是上帝所预备我们行的。
That's all that Paul is suggesting to Timothy when he reminds him God's word prepares and equips his people to do every good work.
以上就是保罗告诉这个提摩太提醒这个他上帝的这个话语呢，要在上帝的话语来努力来让他的这个信徒装备他的信徒们呢，能够来行善功的。
Now this word that he uses for equipped, it's meant connecting with the fitting out of a sailing ship for whatever the seas and winds can throw us. It's prepared for whatever the journey of life presents to us.
在这里他用这个装备来表示，就像一艘船已经都各种都已经装配好了，随时可以在任何的这个海，任何的这个风下来运作，他准备呢让这个信徒们呢能够迎接前面任何到来的这个挑战。
God's word, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, furnishes and equips a believer so that he can live a life that pleases God to do the work God wants him to do.
上帝的话语呢借着圣灵的这个提供在来装备信徒们呢，让我们可以活出一个上帝喜悦的这个生命，而且来做他所喜悦的善工。
So I know we've got several engineers here, and this is kind of think of it like this is God's blueprint or you know His architectural drawings for what He wants in our life.
我知道我们在座的有好些的这个工程师呢你可以把它想象你手上呢拿着这个上帝或者建筑师所这个作品。
Now, as we think about the wonderful blessing of hearing God's voice, I remind you, He uses His servants to speak that voice.
前面我漏掉，就当工程师拿到这个建筑师的这个作品之后呢，他们就可以来计划怎么样来把这个模型生活的这个模型能够做出来。好，接下来那现在呢我们可以想关于这个奇妙的这个上帝的这个声音呢，他提醒了我们在座的每一个呢，他用他的这个仆人呢来和我们来传讲他的这个讯息。
Yeah, as I've mentioned before, we're very fortunate, you're very fortunate to have someone here that teaches you the word of God every week.
我之前已经提过呢我们实在是非常幸运的，因为在这里我们每周呢都有上帝的仆人来和我们来传讲上帝的话语。
And even though sometimes one human voice replaces another human voice, it's from the Bible. It's the same divine voice, whether it's in English or Chinese.
虽然有时候呢我们可能会听见不同人的这个声音呢，但是不管是用中文或者说是用英文呢，这个都是同样是传讲圣经里头来自上帝的这个声音。
Again, that person's up here is not divine, but is speaking from the divine voice.
我在这里要记得我们在台上的人呢，并不是这个圣洁的， 而是他所传讲的是用这个圣洁的这个上帝的声音来传讲。
I heard a story, you know how children can be embarrassing sometimes. There was a pastor who was visiting one of the members of his church.
我们都知道，有时候这个小孩子们呢，有时候会让大人觉得非常的困窘呢。在这里呢，有一个牧者呢，他要去拜访他的这个一个信徒。
So the lady of the house was trying to impress the pastor how spiritual she was and pointing out the large Bible on the bookshelf and said in a very, very spiritual way, that's God's word.
那这个屋子的这个房子的这个女主人呢，为了要让这个牧者呢有这个很深的这个印象呢，他是一个非常属灵的人呢，所以他就指着这个书架上面一本大的这个圣经呢，用非常恭敬的这个口吻讲说呢，这就是上帝的话语。
So her young son interrupted the conversation. He says, "Well, if that's God's word, we better send it back to him because we never read it."
他的年轻的这个儿子呢，就听到这个就打断了他们的这个谈话，对着他们讲说呢 ，Well, 如果这个是上帝的书呢，那我们最好把它寄还给这个上帝，因为我们从来都没有读过这本书。
Now, don't misunderstand. This message is not to make you feel bad about if you're not reading the Bible regularly.
这个故事呢，我举这个故事呢，并不是要来让大家觉得心里不好过认为我们自己都没有好好的这个日常的这个读圣经的习惯。
I know we think, well, I come to church every Sunday and have someone to read God's word and explain it to me. That's good.
我想呢，我们可能认为呢，我们每个礼拜天来到这个教会呢，那有人把这个圣经读给我听，哎，那也不错啊。
Okay. But there's still something very special when we open the Bible to hear the voice of God. Speaking directly to you through the Holy Spirit.
但是那仍然是一种非常奇特的这个事情。当我们打开了这个圣经，借着这个圣灵呢，我们听到了上帝他直接对我们说话的声音。
All of this is to say the Bible is the most precious material thing we have in this world. And as Martin Luther would say, and we have already sang,The word of the Lord remains forever.
我今天所传讲的这个主要的这个讯息呢，就是告诉大家，圣经呢是我们在这个世上呢，我们最宝贵的一样这个物质的这个东西呢，就像马丁路德他说的一句非常名言的上帝的这个话呢。是永存不朽的。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we sing your praises and we speak of your praises, and I hope that we're really, really grateful for your praises and the precious word that you have for us. How you revealed yourself, you revealed your heart through your Son to die for our sins, to give us eternal life with you.So I just pray that if we ever get discouraged a bit or if things are going hard, we realize that's something we always have, that your word will outlast everything in the world, except you, and our lives, eternal lives with you. So we give you thanks for that, and we pray that as we go into the week, whatever our challenges are, that we just remember what you've given us in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.